Yeah, amen. Well, we want to thank Brother Jim for the good songs that he taught us tonight. Yeah, amen. So, if you have your Bible, turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And Jamel, why don't you sit here so I can pick up your voice?
Okay.
Because this is the recording, then will be in your language as well.
Okay.
Amen. First Thessalonians 5. And Paul is talking to the church today. In fact, Paul is talking to us today, and he's teaching us light from dark. Now, I'm sitting here and thinking that one of the first things, maybe not the very first thing, but one of the very first things that God did in creation is he made a division between dark and light. So the dark has a certain meaning and the light has a certain meaning.
Amen.
Amen. So let me read a few verses here in 1 Thessalonians 5. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we have a new camera person here.
Right.
Amen. But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. So, my dear brothers, and your wives and your families, do you understand the times and seasons? Is there any need that I write unto you? And yet Paul is going to write anyway. He's going to tell us what the Holy Spirit is saying. Now, we talk about the end times because we are in the end times. We are in the times when the time of this age comes to an end. And the time of the fullness of the kingdom of God begins. The time when the sons of God should be manifest. So let us go on from here. For yourselves perfectly know that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. You know, brethren, we cannot mark the calendar of the coming of the day of the Lord. And yet, we are limited in time. God does not live in time. God lives in eternity.
Yeah.
But we are mortal people, so we live in time. And the clock keeps running. The weeks keep coming. One month follows another month.
And 1 year follows the next year.
And 1 year follows the next year. And we cannot stop it. The earth turns, the days come, the days go. Amen. But so we know, this verse says, we know that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. So I don't know what word your Bible uses for day and night in this verse. In the English, the day we would imply that there is light in that day. So is this inconsistent to say that the day of the Lord cometh as a night? You remember when Jesus was talking in Matthew 24 and I believe in Luke 17.
በሉቃስ 17 እና በማቴዎስ 24 ላይ የእግዚአብሔር ቃል ምን እንደሚል ኢየሱስ የተናገረው ታውቃለህ?
He told of what would be happening as in the days of Noah.
በኖህ ዘመን እንደነበረው እንዲሁ ይሆናል ብሎ ተናግሯል በቃ።
And he went on to say that two people would be in a bed together.
ሁለት ሰዎች በአልጋ ላይ ይሆናሉ።
And at the same time two women would be working at the mill.
እንዲሁም ደግሞ ሁለት ሴቶች ደግሞ በወፍጮ ይሆናሉ አለ።
And at the same time two would be in a field.
ሌሎች ደግሞ ሁለት በእርሻ ገበሬዎች ይሆናሉ አለ።
Well, we're generally not in the field at the same time we're in the bed.
ምናልባትም ተመልከቱ እንግዲህ አንዳንዱ በመኝታ ላይ አንዳንዱ ወፍጮ ሲፈጡ አንዳንዱ እርሻ ሲያርስ።
So this is not natural understanding, this is spiritual understanding.
ይሄ ተፈጥሮ መረዳት አይደለም መንፈሳዊ መረዳትን ይጠይቃል።
In that night there will be.
ምሽት እንደዛ ይሆናል።
So the day of the Lord does not mean a 24 hour period, it does not mean a 12 hour period.
ለሊትና ቀን የምንለው በ12 ሰዓት የተከፋፈለ ብቻ አይደለም በመንፈሳዊ ምስጢሩ።
It means a point in time when God has decided it has been enough.
እግዚአብሔር ወሰነው ጊዜ አለ ማለት ነው እሱም ይመጣበት የሌሊትና ቀን የምንለው ሁሉ ነገር በሱ የጊዜ መለኪያ
ነው። The time has come.
ጊዜ ይመጣለች
አሜን።
Now I believe that this word applies to the believer and as well to the unbeliever.
ይሄ ቃል ላመኑትም አንደኛ ተሰሎንቄ 5 ነው።
The day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night.
ሌባ በሌሊት እንደሚመጣው እንዲሁ ይሆናል መሳለው ጌታ መምጣት።
Now I don't know if a thief has ever come into your house.
ሌባ ወደ እናንተ ወደ ቤት እንዴት እንደሚመጣ ታውቁ ይሆን?
Has any of you experienced such a thing?
ሌባ በሌሊት ሲመጣ እስቲ ምሳሌ የምታውቁ እንዴት ነበር? አጋጥሞቻ ያቃለ
ወይ? Has that happened to you?
Yes, it happened.
And did you know beforehand that the thief was going to come?
ግን ከመምጣቱ በፊት እናውቃለን እንዴ?
No. He didn't send you a letter.
ደብዳቤ ጽፈላችሁ?
He didn't send you a text.
መልእክት ጽፈላችሁም ቴክስት አድርጉ?
Not a phone call?
Yes, ስልክም ጥሪ ያቀርብ?
Hello, Jamal.
Jamal, አይደል?
I am the local thief. I would like to come to your house tonight at about midnight. Will you please leave your door unlocked? Will you please sleep soundly so that you do not hear me? Now, what Jesus is saying to Paul, I say Jesus is saying because this is the word of Jesus. He's saying that the church and the world will be in a place of slumber.
በዓለም የነበረችው ቤተክርስቲያን
a place of sleep.
ከእግዚአብሔር ተለይታ በእንቅልፍ ያለች ይመስለኛል የመልእክት ጳውሎስ ከእንቅልፍ እንድትነቃ የጌታ መምጣትን እንደሌባ እንደሚሆን እንድትረዳ
it will be a time of spiritual darkness.
በመንፈሳዊ ጨለማና ውድቀት ውስጥ ያለፉ ይመስላል ክፍሉ.
Okay. And it will come unexpected.
ባልታሰበ ባልተጠበቀ ሁኔታ በድንገት ይመጣል ይላቸው.
You see, we were talking about the days of Noah at one of the meetings. Was it your meeting?
Yesterday, yes.
Yeah, it was at your meeting.
Yeah, before yesterday. Or
yeah. The days of Noah.
ከተላንቶ ደም ስንካፈል ነበር ቢሮና የህብረት ላይ የኖህ ዘመን እንዲሁ ሲያገቡ ሲጋቡ ሲበሉ ሲጠጡ የጥፋት ውሃ በድንገት ሆነባቸው.
They knew not. Until the flood came and took them away. So the world was in the same state. They were not expecting it. However, this chapter makes an exception. It says that there are some of you that can be ready. Noah was ready. I'm not sure that Noah knew the exact day, but he knew that he had 120
years.
All I can say is that we have had 6,000 years since the creation, God's calendar, that is. Amen. And Peter said, 1,000 years is as a day. So that we know that man has 6 days. And then God has the 7th day. And the 7th day is the day of rest. Would you like to see the earth come to the day of rest? Now we don't mean the Sunday, the day of the week. That's not what we mean. We mean that Jesus is the rest. And how many of you have found that if you can come into Jesus, you can rest from your troubles? I know some of you, I know that you have had your troubles, I know that Fikri has his troubles. And that we have our troubles. But we can come into rest in the midst of our troubles as we come in to Jesus, and you know where that is in the tabernacle. We are preaching to holy place people. You see, the outer court cannot really come into rest. There is no covering. There is no overshadowing in the outer court. So Noah was not surprised that the flood came. Amen. And it says in verse 3, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
Amen.
Now Paul is talking about we, or ye, and they.
Paulus iyal yallo, nasu iyal, inya iyal, nante iyal demu astamrachual. Kafaflo malatam.
Who is we? Who is ye?
Inya sil na manenno.
Ye is the true church. The people of God. They are the people of darkness, the people who do not believe, the people who do not want to believe. The people who want to go their own way, follow their own pleasure, pursue after the desires of their flesh, the lust of their eyes, and the pride of life. You see, these things are vanity. Because they blind your eyes. Okay? So, what will the world be saying at the time that of the coming of the Lord? The day of the Lord. Not the 24-hour day. But the season, and some places the season is called the great and terrible day of the Lord. So it's going to be a season of much trouble. And the world will say, peace and safety.
Yes.
Now, who's saying peace and safety today? Who is preaching peace and safety? Well, for one thing, the United Nations is preaching peace and safety. So they have soldiers to bring for peace and safety. I remember in the Vietnam War days, you boys were probably children then. This was 1968,
69.
Maybe one or two years,
yeah, okay. I remember seeing a picture in the news, and it was an American tank in Vietnam. Big, powerful tank with a big turret gun on the front. And the words were painted on the barrel of the gun, and it said, Peacemaker. Peacemaker. Well, that's sort of a twisted idea of peace, isn't it? I suppose they were thinking, when they kill everybody, it's going to be quiet. But the world governments say that they are in favor of peace. The ISIS is not saying peace. They are saying jihad war. But most of the rest of the world is wanting for peace and safety. Why do you have police officers? Why does every city have police? They say it's for safety. Peace officers. And of course the peace officer carries the gun. He says he's going to enforce the peace. Okay, but what's going to happen when everybody wants for peace? Sudden destruction. In other words, you didn't expect it to come.
ባልታሰበ ጊዜ በድንገት ስለሚሆን አመጣጡ
Oh, you knew it would come sometime, but you weren't expecting it tonight.
ምናልባት አንዳንዶቻችን እኮ አናውቅ ይሆናል ሊመጣልን እንላለን ሐሳቡን ግን ዛሬ ምሽት ሊመጣ ይችላል
I know that your sisters have given birth to children.
አውቃለሁ እህቶቻችሁ ለምሳሌ የሚወልዱበት ጊዜ ነው ቢባል
And I have to believe that the birth of your child came in the way that it comes for almost all of women who give birth.
ሴቶች የሚወልዱበት ጊዜ የታወቀ ነው ምን ያህል ጊዜ የቀናት ልዩነት ቢሆንም 9 ወር የታወቀ ነው ጊዜው
You knew the time would come sometime. You knew the time was getting closer. And then one night, when you're sound asleep in your bed, suddenly, the sudden travail. And the experience begins to be painful.
ሁኔታው ደሞ ህመም ነው በቃ ስሜቱን ሁሉ እንትን ያደርጋል.
And it's unpleasant.
ስሜቱን በጥሩ ሁኔታ አይመችም ሲመጣ.
So Jesus is saying this is how quickly this thing comes upon the world.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስም እንደዚህ ነው ያለ ያለው ቁጥር 3 ላይ አሁን እንዳነበብነው ማለት ነው. ምጥር ጉዝን እንደሚይዛት ጥፋት በድንገት ይመጣባቸዋል ከቶ ማያመጡም ቁጥር 3 ላይ
and they will not escape
ከዚ ደሞ ሊመጣ ካለው እንደምት ከሚያስጨንቀው ጥፋት ምን አይሉ አያመልጡም ይላል
Jesus preached and he said pray that you be counted worthy to escape all these things that are coming upon the earth
ነዚህ ሁሉ በመድር ላይ ይመጣሉና ከፈተናው ሰዓት እንዲጠብቃችሁ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ምን አርጉ ጸልዩ ቃሉ እንደሚለው ኢየሱስም እናስተምሯል
Now he didn't mean escape
ኢየሱስ ወደ ፈተና ወደ መከራ እንዳትገቡ ምን አርጉ አለ ደቀ መዛሙርቱ
To go off in a cloud He meant escape to be hidden under the wings of the Lord
ተመልከቱ እግዚአብሔር በመከራ ሰዓት እንዲሸፈነን በልዑል መጠጊያ እንደሚለው
But now that's they will not escape verse 4 but ye brethren are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief So we dwell in a land of darkness.
ምንኖረው በዚህ በጨለማ በተሞላ ዓለም ነው ታወቀ?
We dwell in a world of darkness.
ዓለም በጨለማነት በዚህ ውስጥ ነው ምንኖረው?
We dwell where the understanding of people is in darkness and they cannot see.
ማየት አይችሉም እነዚህ በዓለም ያሉ ሰዎች በቀውስ ውስጥ ናቸው።
They cannot see the kingdom of God.
እግዚአብሔርን መንግስት ማየት አልቻሉም።
Because they're not born again.
ዳግም አልተወለዱማ አላመኑ።
But Paul is saying now to the church, but you are not like that.
ጳውሎስ ግን ለነዚህ ላመኑ ለተሰሎንቄ ሰዎች እናንተ እንደዛ አይደላችሁም።
You have spiritual eyes and you can see.
ዓለምን ታዩበት በብርሃን ናችሁ ይላል።
And you can discern what is happening in the world.
ዓለም እየሆነ ያለውንም ትለያላችሁ ይላችኋል።
And as the events come closer and closer, your prayer life becomes more and more directed to bringing in the kingdom of God.
ፈተናው መከራው እየጨመረ በሄደ ቁጥር እናንተ ግን በጸሎት ከተጋችሁ ወደ ክርስቶስ መንግስት ጸሎታችሁን ይዛችሁ ትቀርባላችሁ።
We can read in Revelation I believe it's the 9th chapter where the martyr saints were under the golden altar. 6 chapter 6. And they were crying.
Yeah.
How long, O Lord?
እነዚ
በራእይ ምዕራፍ 6 ላይ የምናያቸው ሰማዕት የሆኑ በጌታ የሰዓቱና ጊዜ መቼ ነው ይላሉ።
So you see even the saints of heaven
በሰማይ ያሉ ቅዱሳን
are praying to God
እግዚአብሔር ይጸልያሉ።
And they are waiting and they are saying God
ይላሉ።
It is time for my retribution. Is it not time for the vengeance to be paid to the evil and the wickedness of the earth?
የምድር ውድቀትና የምድር ሁሉ ክፋት ያበቃ ዘንድ
So we are in the light. We see these things. We understand these things. Amen. Ye are children of light. And that really, that word really is sons. I hope your Bible says sons. Does it? Verse 5? Yeah, does your Bible say sons?
Yeah.
You are sons of light and children of the day, which is sons of the day.
Amen.
We are not of the night, nor of the darkness.
Amen.
You read it already. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober.
ሁላችሁ የብርሃን ልጆች የቀንም ልጆች ናችሁና እኛ ከሌሊት ወይም ከጨለማ አይደለንም። ቁጥር 6 እንግዲያስ እንንቃ በመጠንም እንኖር እንጂ እንደ ሌሎች አናንቀላፋ ይላል። በውጭ እንዳሉት ሌሊት
Now again you know that this is spiritual language.
ይህ መንፈሳዊ ቋንቋ ነው።
When God says let us not sleep
አናንቀላፋ ሲል እግዚአብሔር
I know that My physical body must sleep tonight.
ማውቃለን ዛሬ ምሽት ለምሳሌ እኔ ሄሰጋይ መተኛት ይፈልጋል ስጋችን ያንቀላፋል በመንፈስ አናንቀላፋል ይላል
I will go to bed. I will close my eyes.
አይኔን ጨፍናለሁ
And by the grace of God, my body will take sleep.
ስጋይ ተኛለ ያንቀላፋል
But my soul will not sleep.
ነፍሴ ግን አትተኛም
Amen. My soul will not go into darkness.
ነፍሴ ለጨለማ አትሄድም
And my soul will continue to have communion with God.
እኔ ስጋዬ በስጋዬ በድኔ ቢተኛ ነፍሴ ግን ከእግዚአብሔር ጋር ስትነጋገር ትቆያለች ማለት ነው
You see I have seen Christians that have gone to sleep in their spirit they have gone to sleep.
ለዚህ ነው ክርስቲያኖች በመንፈስ ዳግም የተወለዱ አያንቀላፉም በመንፈስ ማለት ነው
And they
ሁሉ ጊዜ ከጌታ ጋር
They have no more oil. They have no more life of the spirit.
ተመልከቱ አንዳንዶች ግን በህይወት ደሞ ዝም ብለው ስሙን ብቻ ይዘው ክርስቲያን ነን የሚሉ ዘይቱ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ምሳሌ የሆነ መንፈስ በውስጣቸው ከሌለ አስቸጋሪ ነው።
And when the midnight cry comes, they will not have enough oil to enter in to Christ in fullness.
እነኚህ እንደ አምስቱ ሰነፎች የሆኑት ማቴዎስ 25 ላይ ጌታ በሌሊት በመጣ ጊዜ ሙሽራው መቀበል አልቻሉም ምክንያቱም ዘይቶ ማሰሯቸው የለም ክፈቱልም ቢሉ ሊገቡ አልቻሉም
For they that sleep in the night and they that are drunk in the night
ማን በሌሊት የሚያንቀላፉ በሌሊት የሚተኙ አስቸጋሪዎች ናቸው
If you're looking for a night club where there is drinking
ቁጥር 7 እና ያነበብነው የሚያንቀላፉ በሌሊት ያንቀላፋሉና የሚሰክሩም በሌሊት
You do not go
ለዚህ አትስከራላለም ለሚሉት እቺ መልከም
At 6 o'clock your time
ለምሳሌ እኛ
High noon
ከሌሊቱ 6 ሰዓት እኛ የእንቅልፍ ሰዓት ማለት አይደል
And find people drinking in the night clubs
አንዳንዶች 6 ሰዓት ላይ ተኝተናል አንዳንዱ ደግሞ ሰክሮ ይንገዳገዳል ተጥቶ
It's a night devil activity
የሌሊቱ የሰይጣን ፈረሶች ሆኖ ሰይጣን እየነዳቸው
people that carry on their sins
ስለዚህ ተመልከቱ በኃጢያት ውስጥ ሆኖ
they do their sins in the night in the darkness of night
ማለት አይደለ ሰይጣንም የጨለማ ስለሆነ አሰራሩ በጨለማ ነው ኃጢያትም ያለማመዳቸው
so this is the spiritual picture as well
መንፈሳዊ ቀንና መንፈሳዊ ጨለማ የሚለው በዚህ ተረዱ
they that are drunk they the world
ዓለምን በዓለም ያሉት
But let us who are of the day be sober putting on the breastplate of faith and love and for a helmet the hope of salvation
ቁጥር 8 እኛ ግን ከቀን ስለሆነ የእምነትንና የፍቅርን ጥሩር የመዳንን ተስፋ እንደራስ ቁር እየለበስን በመጠን እንኖር ይላል
Now let me take a couple of verses from the Gospel of John.
ከዮሐንስ ወንጌል ጥቂት ክፍሎችን እንይ.
One is the first chapter of John, first chapter of the Gospel of John.
ከዮሐንስ ወንጌል ላይ እንይ.
And we are looking at what John is saying about Jesus.
ዮሐንስ ስለ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ምን ብሎ እንደጻፈ
In verse 5 he said And the light shineth in darkness and the darkness comprehended it not. Now I liked the amplified description of comprehended it not. Do you have it there, Jim?
Give me 1 second.
He's going to get it in 1 second. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Amen.
And the light shines on in the darkness. For the darkness has never overpowered it. Put it out or absorbed it. Or appropriated it, or is unreceptive to it.
So the darkness cannot change the light,
cannot overpower it.
It can't do anything to the light,
can't put it out.
Now, let me ask you a question. Here we have a perfect example right here. We're in a rather dark room here. And the setting sun is shining in the door. What we have is a shaft of light coming into a dark room. Now, after the sun goes down, amen, and it gets dark outside, and then we turn the lights on in the house, and then we open this door. What's going to come in this door? Will a beam of darkness come into the door like this? No. Darkness can't shine in because its light is more powerful. Even the small light of your room will make a light beam out into the dark. So John is talking about, this is a picture of Jesus. The power of the light of the Spirit of Jesus is so much stronger than the power of the devil's darkness. We believe by faith. In verse, I believe it's another verse here in the same chapter. It's in verse, verse 9. We're talking about Jesus. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. So Jesus is the true light, and he lights every man. So we're saying man and woman, and what does he do to you, a believer, that is not done to an unbeliever?
በእናንተ ላይ ምን እንደሚያደርገው ከእናንተስ ደግሞ ለአላመኑ ህብራን ይወጣ ነው ወይ?
your soul is made alive. Your mind is made alive. Your will, your desires, your emotions are all made alive now, and you are able to walk in light. Because you have the light in you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
There's another verse in John. Same John here. John chapter 9. And it's only one verse. And I'm still wondering what it has to do with the discussion that was going on at the time about the man that was born blind. And
must work during the day.
Yeah, and it's verse 4.
ቁጥር 4 ላይ ዮሐንስ ምዕራፍ 9 ቁጥር 4 የከመወለዱ ጀምሮ አይነ ስውር ስለነበረው ሰው በሚተርከው ነው።
It's like Jesus suddenly got an inspiration about what was going on around him.
በዙሪያው ከበውት ያሉ የሆነውን ነገር.
And he said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work.
Yes.
ቁጥር 4 ላይ ቀን ሳለ የላከኝን ሥራ አላደርግ ይገባኛል ማንንም ቢሰራ የማይችልባት ለሊት ተመጣለች አለ.
As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
ቁጥር 5 በዓለም ሳለሁ የዓለም ብርሃን ነኝ.
I must work while it is light.
ቀን ሳለ የላከኝን ላደርግ ይገባኛል.
One of the reasons we are here.
እኛም እዚህ ምድር ያለንበት ዋናው ምክንያት
is because it's still light.
ብርሃን ስለሆነ ነው ብርሃንም ስላለነ ነው ኢየሱስ.
If we can understand what Jesus is saying,
ኢየሱስ እየተናገረ ያለው ቃል ገባል?
He is saying there is coming a great night.
ታላቅ ጨለማ ቀድም እንዳልነው ምሽት የመከራ ዘመን ቀን እንደሌባ ሌባው እንደሚመጣበት ይመጣል. አሁን ቀን ይያለ በብርሃን ያላችሁት እናንተ ስሩ.
We will not be able to do the work of man.
እኛ የሰዎችን የምድርን ሰዎች የሚሄዱበትን ጎዳና ለነሄድ የነሱን ድርግልና አረክታው እንደ ብርሃን ልጆች የብርሃን ልጆች ስራ ልንሰራ ነው.
Now I know that I can have two different meanings.
ሁለት አይነት ትርጉም ያለ ይመስላል አባባሌ.
It can be a very natural meaning that all work will come to an end.
አንድ ነገር ምናግራቸው ሁሉንም ስራ እግዚአብሔር ወደ ፍጻሜ ያመጣዋል ወይም ይጣቀላል አንድ ቀን.
If that be the case, the work that we are doing, we won't be able to come anymore.
ለዚህ ምንሰራውን ነገር ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር አንድ ቀን ወደ ፍጻሜ የሚያመጣው ከሆነ የምንሰራው ስራ ደግሞ ለመልካም ሆኖ ብርሃንነታችን ወደ ፍጻሜ ማምጣት.
But on the spiritual side of that verse,
ይሄ አባባል በተለይ አሁን ያነበብናቸው መንፈሳዊ ምስጢር
all the work that is the works of man will not be done, but only the work that is of the Holy Spirit will be the work that can be done.
መንፈስ ቅዱስ በእኛ ውስጥ ስራውን እንዲሰራ እንዲፈጽም ያደርጋል እኛ.
So if we are working by the Spirit,
ለዚህ በመንፈስ ምንሰራ ከሆነ
our work can go on even in this great night that's coming.
በዛ በመከራውም ሰዓት እንኳን እንደ እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ የምንሰራ እንደ እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ብራኑና ምንኖር ከሆነ ከመከራው ሰዓት ይጠብቀናል.
This is the coming of a great darkness.
ለዚህ ታላቅ የጨለማ ጊዜና ዘመን ይመጣል.
A darkness that the world has never seen.
ዓለም እስካሁን ያላየችው ያላወቀችው.
Amen. So let me find another verse.
አንድ ጥቅስ ልፈልግ ሌላ.
I suppose if I were to go to 2 Peter, we could have an interesting picture here.
2 Peter.
2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter
3.
2 Peter chapter 3. The only reason I'm reluctant to turn here is because I don't know where to stop. Let's look at where Peter is talking about the days of Noah. In verse 6, he's talking about the old world that overflowed with water and perished. Verse 6 of chapter 3.
And in the next verse,
he says, the next verse, now the heaven and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. The next verse is where he says the day of the Lord is like a thousand years. The next verse he says now, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. The heavens. You read the whole verse, right?
I read verse 8 and 9.
Amen. Now this is the day of the Lord come as a thief in the night. And I believe this word thief is even a stronger word than in Thessalonians. I believe this word is a robber. When I think of a robber, I think of a bank robber. And they come suddenly, but they don't come quietly. And they come in ready to do much violence. And I believe that's true in the context here, where he says the heavens will pass away with a great noise. What could you imagine to be such a thing as a great noise? You might hear this noise approaching. You hear the rumble. You hear the rumble of thunder way off in the distance. But as it gets closer, and suddenly the thing bursts right there where you are. Now, what he's saying is the heavens will pass away. Resounding crash. Now, the sky is going to stay here. The stars, the galaxies, the planets, the moon, they're going to stay where they are. They're not going to pass away. When he says the heavens, he means the spiritual powers, spiritual powers, heavens is here.
ሰማይኛ ውስጥ ነው ያለው.
Heavens is the powers that are ruling this world out there.
በሰማያት ላይ ያለው ኃይላቶች ዓለምን እየገዙ ያለው የከፋፈራይቶችን.
And God is going to bring something very sudden and very powerful.
በኃይልና በአስደንጋጭ በመቅጽበታዊ ነገር ያመጣል.
That is going to strike at all these powerful networks that holds wickedness in place in all the world governments.
በዓለም መንግስታት ላይ ያደረገውን ኃይላት የሰይጣን አሰራር ሁሉ.
World churches.
በዓለም ያሉ ዓለማውያን ቤተክርስቲያኖች
shaken.
ይናወጣሉ.
And the men who trust in them, they will panic, they will not know what happened.
በነሱ በመድራዊ ነገር በመድራዊ ሁኔታ ባለች መድራዊ ስራት በያዛት የክርስቲያኖች የሚያልፈው ሁሉ በነውጥ ውስጥ አብረው ችግር ውስጥ ይገባሉ.
The men who trust in their money and their accounts,
በገንዘባቸው
panic.
ባንተ ባላቸው ነገር የሚመኩ ሁሉ ከንቱነት ይመጣል.
Run, hide. Something is coming so powerful. Something so bright, so much light.
እጅግ በብርሃን እጅግ ደግሞ በሚገርም ሁኔታ እሱን የሚጠብቁትን ደግሞ እንዴት እንደሚያከብር.
They will not know what to do.
በተለይ እነዚህ በዓለም የሚሆኑት ምን እንደሚያደርጉ ወዴት እንድባ ይላሉ.
It says the elements shall melt with fervent heat and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
You read it there, verse 12?
That's the last part of number 11.
Okay.
Number 10. 10. 10, I'm sorry.
የሰማይ ፍጥረት በትልቅ ትኩሳት ይቃጠላል፣ ምድርም በእርሷም ላይ የተደረገ ሁሉ ይቃጠላል። ቁጥር 10.
Now, these elements that are going to melt, this is not the elements from your chemistry class.
በምርምሩ ዓለም የምናየው አይነት ማለት አይደለም የሰማይ ፍጥረት በትልቅ ትኩሳት ይቃጠላል ማለት።
What are the elements of chemistry? Oxygen,
hydrogen,
carbon, copper, iron, zinc, gold, No, that's not what he's saying. The earth is not going to become one solid volcano.
አንድ የሆነ ሰዓት ገሞራ ብቻ ይፈነዳል ማለት አይደለም እንደዛ አይደለም አገላለጡ.
This melt, the elements, it means, it's a Greek word, and it means the systems that are in rank and order and file of this world that must obey the rules of politics.
የፖለቲካው ኔታ በአለም ያሉ አስጨናቂ መንግስታት ገዢዎች እነዚህ በመድር ላይ ያሉትን በክፋት እየተለጠኑ የሄዱትን ነገሮች ሁሉ የመጨረሻ ፍጻሜያቸው ምን እንደሆነ ለማመልከት ነው.
The system of evil men that only reward other evil men.
የክፉ ሰዎች ከክፋት ጋር ከተሞሉ ሰዎች ጋር ያላቸው ተሰጥቷል.
This system will suddenly come to an end.
በድንገት ወደ ፍጻሜ ይመጣል ይጣፋል ይቀርጣል.
This is the devil's network.
የሰይጣን አሰራር መረብ ሁሉ በጣጣታል.
He has his agents in all of the world system.
ሁሉ ታውቃላችሁ በእያንዳንዱ መዋቅር የራሱ ተጠቅም ይጣቀምባቸው ሰይጣን ተወካዮች አሉ.
The devil is in control of politics.
ሰይጣን ፖለቲካን ይቆጣጣል ታውቁ ይገባል.
I have observed it doesn't matter who runs for the office, it doesn't matter who wins.
በቢሮ ውስጥ ማንንም ይቀመጥ ባንድ መንግስት ምርጫ ላይ የትኛው የሚያሸንፍ እሱ አይደለም የሰዎች ሁኔታ ከነሱ በስተጀርባ ግን ማን ይሰራል.
It's going to be the same thing it was before.
እንዴት ነው የሚሆነው ማለት ነው በፊት ያልሆነ
Christians run to vote. Oh, we can have something new.
ታውቃላችሁ ክርስቲያኖች እንኳን በእኛ አገር ድምጻቸውን በእንዲህ አይነት ሁኔታ እየሰጡ.
And they find out that it's the same thing.
ብዙ ነገሮች ዓለምን እያተራመሱ ነው.
Now this is what's going to change it.
ይሄ ነው ነገሩ የሚለውጠው.
This whole spiritual network of the heavens This is the Michael fighting with the devil and his angels. And there was no place found in heaven. And they were cast down to the earth. And when the devil, the heavens, cast the devil out, he comes down to the earth with great wrath, very angry, death, destruction, warfare. But God wins the war. And the victory of God is so powerful. Every man will see. Every man will know. Every eye will see, every knee will bow. I will give you one more picture and then I quit. Yes. I will give you only the picture from Exodus. Exodus chapter 10. And you go and read it in your own spare time. But it says, "And the Lord said to Moses, stretch out thy hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt." Verse 21.
Exodus 10, verse 21.
Chapter 10, verse 21. It's the ninth plague. And there was darkness for 3 days. And no man could work. No man could even rise from his dwelling place. But the children of God had light in their dwelling. Amen. Now this darkness came without warning. All of the other plagues, God gave the warning to Pharaoh. But the darkness came suddenly without warning. And you see that God made a difference in this darkness because it was spiritual darkness. But it was a spiritual darkness that became a physical darkness. And the children of Israel had light. So you see, if you are the sons of light, amen, the sons of light, amen, will have the light the spiritual light when others will not. And the last verse I'm going to read is Isaiah chapter 60. First two verses.
Isaiah
chapter 60. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Yes.
This is a verse for believers. The glory of God will be upon you. Romans 8 says the glory will be within you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee.
Amen. Isaiah 60 ቁጥር 2 ደግሞ እነሆ ጨለማ ምድርን ድቅድቅ ጨለማም ህዝብን ይሸፍናል፣ ነገር ግን በአንቺ ላይ እግዚአብሔር ይወጣል።
Amen.
በአንቺ ላይ ይታያል።
Amen.
So I believe that's the word that the Lord has for us today.
ለዛሬ እግዚአብሔር ያለን ቃል ይሄ ነው ብዬ አምናለሁ።
God bless you.
እግዚአብሔር ይባርካችሁ።